I ain't never seen him in action. You know, I just seen it on movies and TV like that. But I don't think we all enough.
No, I think that was before I died.
If you had a cow by the name of Daisy, expecting a calf, you say Daisy's gonna
soon have a calf, or expecting a calf.
She would. She'd go back to the woods when she was gonna.
Not necessarily.
She's gonna come fresh.
But what they usually try to do is close her up. They knew just about what time she's gonna have her calf. Then put her in a pasture where they could kind of keep an eye on her. Cause it was kind of important if you had a male cow, you would lose her.
As with a lot, as with a lot to a family man.
Yeah. Now the male horse was.
You didn't have too many male horses. What they would breed with was a jack.
Huh?
You breed a mule to a jack. They wouldn't hardly breed no horses that I remember.
Well, look, they'll breed the horses with the jack, and the horses will carry a mule.
Yeah.
And
I didn't know exactly how it
would. Yeah, and now if you breed a donkey with a jack, they bring the donkey or eat a jack.
And so what you had there, you had about two or three people in the parish that had a jack.
That's right.
And the poor farmers were good at it, like in the hard time of the year, they didn't have the money, the fellow wouldn't
breed.
Or something like, I guess around $3 or $5.
$3 to $5, something like that.
And he just would miss that breed that was during the time when she was running. That might be out a year, 6 months before she run again.
Yeah.
And so in that time there you had to miss the mule.
You know,
a breed that.
I had a old man like that. She come in, so I went to the fella, you know, the breeding with his stuff. So he told me, he said, $10 guaranteed. Well, I said, I can't pay you $10 now. I said, all I could give him is about $3. So he said, okay. Now I say, after I give him the $3, well, he bred. Well, I said, now that's guaranteed. He said, that's right. It's what, 12 months later, she hadn't caught.
I wake up many nights for $3 a night.
I remember I worked from sunup to sundown for 75 cents a day. And that's when the sunrise be there. When the sun go down, then I go. That's right, that's long hours. And after, you know, gradually they start praying a little more, and things got better. But now you couldn't work a 5-year-old kid for 75 cents a day.
But you know, I feel in them time when I knew things was bad then, yeah. But when I was working like for $3, $3.50 a night or a day, when you went to the store.
That's right, the little money you had will go a long ways. Yeah. But now you go to the store with about $50 to make groceries.
You can come back with it all in one hand. Mm-hmm. And you could go to the store with $1.50 and you could come back
with a lot of groceries. And no, indeed, you can't do it now.
Oh, because I remember good when we used to, on the end of the year, during big cotton time, they would give you the cotton seed money. So your seeds was $12 or $15.
Right.
And you could go to that store and you come back with the bottom of your wagon covered.
That's right, the grocery.
For that $12 or $15. Almost anything you wanted to buy.
That's
get a few pieces of clothes.